Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for partly sunny skies, those high temperatures working up into the lower 90s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 72. For Tuesday, sunshine on the breezy side with lower 90s for high temperatures. Chance for showers and storms late Tuesday night into Wednesday, upper 80s Wednesday. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. The Kansas State Fair will be reevaluating its gun policy this fall because concert security concerns could conflict with state law that allows gun owners to carry their weapons openly. The Wichita Eagle reports that the fair had to screen concert goers at the September 7th Billy Currington performance because he required it in his contract and the show was delayed while everyone and their bags were checked. Fair manager Robin Jennison says the fair will likely have to employ that kind of security more often if it wants to continue booking top acts because such requirements are becoming common. Fire officials say one person suffered smoke inhalation in a fire at a meatpacking plant in southwest Kansas. KSNW reported that the fire broke out Friday afternoon at the Cargill plant in Dodge City. It's believed a spark from welding work ignited grease in the plant. The fire was extinguished quickly. One person was transported to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Mid-America Network News. Construction contractors and landscapers, rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair. Mound Ridge. Police in Garden City say the owner of a restaurant there was shot and killed in what is believed to be a robbery on Thursday night. Garden City police responded just before 11 o'clock Thursday evening to the report of a person down at El Conquistador restaurant. Captain Randy Ralston of the Garden City Police Department said officers arrived to find the 69-year-old owner, Ernest Ortiz, laying in the east parking lot entrance. Cake TV reports police say Ortiz suffered multiple gunshot wounds and later died at St. Catherine Hospital. No arrests have been made, and authorities are asking anyone with possible information to contact the Garden City Police Department. After what's been deemed a hotter-than-normal September weekend, summer heat plans on sticking around during the next work week. Forecasters say high temperatures today across the Sunflower State will climb into the low 90s, and the humidity will make it feel like a few degrees warmer. Relief by the weekend with temperatures in the low to mid-80s.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice. Insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The state of Nebraska has approved $3 million in grants to help communities recover from flooding in the spring and rebuild housing. Six Nebraska communities will each receive $500,000 to help with projects related to housing. They are Nebraska City, Fremont, Peru, Lynch, Wood River, and Pierce County. A petition drive for a measure that seeks to lower Nebraska property taxes by sharply cutting state revenue is gaining steam and donations despite concerns from some groups that it would force lawmakers to raise other taxes and cut state services. The petition group True Nebraskans now has more than 200 volunteers, and they're gathering signatures throughout the state and planning to add paid circulators soon. Organizers have seen an uptick in contributions and say they expect to report more large donations next month. Mid-America Network News. Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
Did you know that being a safe driver could save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Cost for a proposed new county jail have risen to nearly $6 million, plus 12.5%, amounting to an additional $750,000 or more for architectural and construction manager costs. Lloyd Builders presented a guaranteed maximum price just under $6 million for the jail and administration building, which includes ad alternates and value engineering alternates. They were disappointed in the bid turnouts, but felt the ones they had were competitive. Cost does not include the engineering fees or soft cost for the jail. They will meet with the city of Marysville to go over proposed construction and answer questions. If the board chooses to move forward with the project, construction demolition would begin as soon as possible. The board could push the project out and then send out for rebid. The gamble is those bids could continue to come in higher with no guarantee they would receive new bidders. Sheriff Dan Hargrave, in a media release week before last, promised a public meeting before a decision by commissioners is made to outline the project and address questions. That to be scheduled this fall, although no date has been set. Commissioners discussed a bridge that's been washed out in Cleveland Township on Zenith Road, discussing solutions and cost of repairs. Kansas Department of Transportation low-volume bridge replacement program could be used for a bridge less than 50 feet in length and would be 90% state funded. If the county would choose to close an existing bridge and take off the inventory, the county could qualify for an additional $50,000. Unanimous approval for engineering services to study the matter was approved for $18,000. Marshall County tax sale is set for September 20th, 10 a.m. Next scheduled meeting is Monday, September 16th at 8:30, with the budget hearing scheduled at 9 a.m. The board heard an update on the pending insurance claim regarding former county clerk Sonia Stowes. Information needed for the claims cannot be obtained due to the pending case. County counselor is working to get a protective order from the attorney general to release information to the county for the purpose of completing claims. A status conference for Stowes last Tuesday in the Marshall County District Court had some 30 people in attendance who learned that via a teleconference, Judge John Weingart had met with attorneys, establishing a preliminary hearing November 5th at 11 a.m. Stowes will be required to attend as prosecution and defense will question witnesses. Should evidence warrant that a crime was committed, the matter would proceed to trial. Stowes remains free on $10,000 bond with pending charges of misuse of public funds in excess of $100,000. A prison sentence of 31 to 136 months could accompany a fine up to $300,000 if convicted. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business, including discussion of asbestos removal in preparation for the courthouse basement waterproofing project. Washington City Administrator Carl Chalfant met to discuss a state cost share program which could assist with continuation of the B Street project. An extension north from near Kears Thriftway is expected to cost some $700,000, which would be short of a state target of $1 million projects. Consensus was to expand the scope to qualify. Washington County is responsible for B Street from U.S. 36 north through town, while the city is responsible for curb, gutter, and sidewalks. Work may be considered east on College Street if needed to qualify. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday following executive session with wind farm attorneys. It was announced the zoning presentation has been rescheduled for Monday, September 23rd, 9 a.m. in the courtroom of the Nemahal County Courthouse. Commissioners approved Cook, Flat, and Strobel Engineers for professional services on the Soldier Creek Wind Farm project. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday voted unanimously following a public hearing to adopt a resolution for a sales and use tax of 0.5% to be used to pay a judgment of $28 million in the Beatrice 6 case. Term will be 7 years or until the judgment is paid in full, if less than 7 years. With public comment, approval was given for appointment of Ben Kidder, Robert J. Moran, and Tammy Zarbenicki for a 6-year term on the Board of Trustees of a hospital authority.
Area High School celebrated homecoming activities Friday. At Marysville, Queen was Mercedes Utterman, King Bryson Dedamore. The Bulldogs defeated Clay Sutter 56-31. At Hanover, Queen was Tegan Zebakrutsky and King Jonah Weber. The Wildcats defeated Donovan West 44-8. At Axtell, Queen was Corey Schmelsley and King Derek Bussing. The Eagles defeated Blue Valley Randolph 58-6. At Frankfort, the Queen was Grace Shell and the King Garrett Dollinghouse. The Wildcats defeated Onega 54-6. At Centralia, the Queen was Emma Holthouse and the King, Noah Quigley. The Panthers defeated Riley County 54-32. And at Diller O'Dell, the Queen was Melina Costell and the King, Connor Cleakin. The Griffins fell to Lawrence Nelson 38-22.
William Anthony Bill Sandman, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bill Sandman.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken bacon pasta, green beans, garlic bread, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, taco potato, broccoli and cheese, whole wheat rolls, mandarin oranges, and ice cream. Check out the school and community calendar. Marysville JV football at Clay Center this evening. KUDY News Time is 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting fairly quiet weather conditions, not only here for today, but right into your Tuesday time frame as well, with that main storm track staying off to our north and temperatures continuing very summer-like. The next chance for showers and storms holding off until late Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday, as the next area of low pressure and frontal boundary begin to approach from the west. First for today, looking at high temperatures to reach the lower part of the 90s with partly sunny skies and dropping back into the lower part of the 70s for tonight with partly cloudy conditions. Plus some breezy south winds into the day on Tuesday, still sunny and dry weather conditions there, those high temperatures working up into the lower part of the 90s. For Wednesday, a chance for some showers and storms with upper 80s for high temperatures, and still can't rule out some showers and storms into your Thursday through midday in the upper 80s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 81. Record high on this date hit the century mark in 1939. The average low, 57. The record low, 39, set in 1961. Sunset this evening, 7:30. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05. Mostly clear skies, 69 degrees with a light southeast wind. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 16th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Down to the wire finishes in week two of the NFL and baseball pennant races heat up. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Looking to avoid an 0-2 start, the NFL's highest-paid wide receiver had the last word for the Falcons.
Three on the play clock, two, one, snap to Ryan. Here comes Philly. Quick throw. This is Julio Jones. 45, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta.
On WZGC, Julio Jones with a go-ahead score late in the fourth quarter, and the Falcons edged the Eagles 24-20. In a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game, the Rams' potent offense couldn't be contained for long.
Goff stands up. He throws a slant. It's plucked out of the air by Brandon Cooks underneath the goalpost. How did he catch that fastball from Jared Goff?
On ESPN LA 710, the Rams rallied for three second-half touchdowns to pull away from the Saints 27-9. And the news gets worse for New Orleans. The Saints played the second half without quarterback Drew Brees after hurting the right thumb of his throwing hand. This is ABC Sports. Around the diamond, fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive, the Brewers' Ryan Braun delivered another big moment.
Pitch to Braun. High drive. Deep left center field. Bader is back. Braun, a grand slam! And the Brewers have taken the lead.
On WTMJ, Braun's go-ahead grand slam with two outs in the ninth propelled Milwaukee to a 7-6 win over the Cardinals. The Brewers have won 9 of the last 10 and sit three games back of the Cardinals for first in the National League Central. In Chicago, the Cubs complete an historic sweep of the Pirates.
And Bryant drives one in the air, deep left field. Back is Reyes to the wall. Chris Bryant, a three-run homer.
On WSCR, the Cubs would homer five times, including two from Chris Bryant, as they thumped the Pirates 16-6. And first baseman Anthony Rizzo left the game with a sprained right ankle. An MRI is scheduled for today. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville Home and Away Games, live on KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farm group leaders and members of Congress gathered on the National Mall last week to rally for approving USMCA. The rally happened in front of a 25-foot RV decorated with pro-USMCA signs that had traveled 20,000 miles to 30 states and made 100 stops to promote approval during a Motorcade for Trade event sponsored by Farmers for Free Trade. House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson was in attendance. He's already deviated from his personal history of opposition to trade agreements by endorsing the USMCA months ago. Peterson told those attending the rally to be patient, but also expect to vote sometime this fall. While U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has sent the proposal to address Democratic concerns to House leadership, Peterson said he hadn't seen them yet. Farmer leaders also repeated earlier statements that USMCA will provide farmers with new market access to Canada and Mexico while keeping zero tariff platforms that they rely on. Farmers for Free Trade also held roundtable discussions for ag groups to discuss the impact of the USMCA on each sector. And privately run Chinese firms bought at least 10 boatloads of U.S. soybeans late last week. That was the most significant Chinese purchase since June. The move comes ahead of high-level talks next month, which both sides hope will end the trade war that's gone on for over a year. The purchases total more than 600,000 tons and will be shipped out from export terminals in the Northwest U.S. between October and December. The purchases, hopefully another indication that trade tensions between the two countries are easing. Talks hit another low point last month when China suspended all U.S. farm product purchases in response to threat by President Trump to impose more tariffs on Chinese imports. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning, I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of Ag News right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. as farmers prepare for harvest season, the United Soybean Board says one thing to prioritize is the management of foreign materials in harvested grains. Foreign materials, or FM, can be anything from soybean pods to rocks and weeds, according to USB Past Chair Lewis Bainbridge.
Foreign material would be anything other than soybean seeds in their shipments. In this part of the world, our biggest issue would be soybean pods to separate them out. So obviously the main concern is the weed seed. So
Bainbridge says keeping foreign materials out of harvested soybeans is a matter of quality for United States soybeans customers.
We want to give our customers, the processors, and end users the quality that they want and deserve. So rather than having a bunch of FM in there, we want to make sure that we can get the best quality that possible to these folks. So that's the main concern. We don't want to have contamination from weed seeds or other FM.
Bainbridge says there are many things farmers could do during harvest to limit the amount of foreign materials in harvested soybeans.
Make sure your combine is maintained properly and you do the best you can on the settings. And cleaning things up in between fields, too. One of the last things we can do is make sure that we look ahead for the next planting season. If you have a lot of weed seed, you might want to consider just leaving them lay on top, and Mother Nature will deteriorate most of those. So there's a number of things that we as farmers can do to help the process.
USB also suggests that farmers consider using a pre-harvest herbicide or manual weed removal to help prevent weed seeds and foreign material from appearing and spreading. You can stay up to date with the latest information from the United Soybean Boards by heading up online at unitedsoybean.org. With your latest check of agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Oh yeah, it's agriculture. Every month, Purdue University and the CME Group put out an Ag Economy Barometer. It measures how farmers are currently feeling about the state of the industry and also their future expectations. And this latest barometer shows a sharp decline. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
At Purdue University, Jim Mintert is a professor and also a director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture. Part of his job is to run the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. And he says the barometer for the current month shows a sharp decline.
Well, it's been a little bit of a wild ride this summer. You know, I think farmers' perspective of current conditions and future expectations really took a drop in May, back when the planting season was being delayed and prices were low. Then we saw a rebound in the early part of the summer. And then this last month, as prices on the commodities really dropped pretty sharply in late July and in much of August, we dropped from a reading on the index of current conditions from 141 to 122. The index of future expectations took an even bigger drop, went from 159 to 125. And, you know, I think that's probably the key there is what people are telling us is they're worried about the future.
And Jim Mintert says part of the worry involves an ever-present concern for farmers, the weather.
Well, the big wild card for commodity prices, especially on the crop side, is weather. The corn and soybean crops were planted very late, not just in Illinois and Indiana, but in much of the nation this year. So as a result, the big concern is what is going to be the impact of late planting on yields? And in particular, as we move into the month of September, there's a lot of talk and a lot of concern about whether or not we'll have an early frost. With late plantings, we need to have a frost that's at least normal, or at least average. And actually, I think in some parts of the nation, we probably need a later than typical frost for these crops to really reach maturity. So even though it's pretty late in the growing season, there's still a lot of uncertainty about yields. The weather is a real wild card here. And there's always some of that here in September, this year more than normal.
And then there's the matter of trade and the almost weekly tweets and rumors that there is going to be some kind of a deal made with the Chinese regarding agriculture, only to see that that does not happen. But Jim Mintert says the MFP payments have certainly helped out the farmers' bottom line.
When we've asked farmers about, you know, how the MFP payments are playing out for them, I think about 71% of them said that the MFP payments had either completely or at least somewhat resolved their concerns about farm income and the impacts from tariffs here in 2019.
Back after this.
The River Valley Extension District is seeking to hire a district extension agent for crop production. Candidates with a bachelor's degree and qualifying coursework, professional development, and experience relating to crop production must apply by September 23, 2019 and pass a background check. The position is located in our Concordia office. See www.ksre.ksu.edu for description and application. K-State Research and Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 69 degrees this morning, and it will feel summer-like again with highs around 90. In fact, most of this week, holding on to that, with higher humidity levels on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Kansas coach Les Miles' return to college football brought him some quick joy. It also brought the Jayhawks something they haven't had in a long time, a road win at a Power 5 school. Carter Stanley threw for three touchdowns. Khalil Herbert rushed for 187 yards on just 11 carries. And Kansas stunned Boston College 48-24 Friday night for its first road win over a Power 5 team in nearly 11 years. Up next for the Jayhawks, they'll host West Virginia in their first Big 12 matchup this coming Saturday. Skylar Thompson threw for 123 yards and a fourth quarter touchdown to lead Kansas State to a 31-24 victory over Mississippi State on Saturday. The Wildcats have a bye week before they'll travel south to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys on September 28th at high noon. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at Augusta Municipal Airport. With a $500 rebate available from the federal government for your ADS-B installation, the mad rush is on. And at Heartland Avionics, we have two of the most popular brands pre-wired and ready to go, minimizing your aircraft's downtime. Heartland Avionics is also a certified dealer for many other ADS-B installation options. Call Heartland Avionics or learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Construction contractors and landscapers, rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment. Wade Miley bounced back from two disastrous starts with six strong innings, and Josh Reddick's five hits included a two-run homer on Sunday as the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 12-3, completing a three-game sweep. The Royals travel tonight to Oakland to open a three-game series. Right-handed pitcher Glenn Sparkman will take the mound. It's a late matchup tonight with the first pitch at 9:07. And Patrick Mahomes bounced back from the first scoreless opening quarter of his career in the regular season by throwing four touchdown passes in a near-perfect second period that led Kansas City to a 28-10 victory over the Oakland Raiders yesterday. Mahomes' 278 passing yards in the second quarter were the most for a player in any quarter since Drew Brees had 294 in the fourth period against Atlanta on November 9th of 2008. Up next, the Chiefs host Baltimore at home on Sunday. Mid-American.
Taking a look at your area high school football scores from Friday, Marysville defeated Clay Center 56-31. Holton got by Perry LeCompton 14-7. Wamego defeated Chapman 28-14, and Concordia defeated Abilene 36-7. Centralia beat Riley County 54-32. Valley Heights rolled by Horton 54-0. Wabunsee fell to Mission Valley 42-28, and Troy defeated Pleasant Ridge 31-0. Washington County fell to Thunder Ridge 54-0. Clifton Clyde defeated Valley Falls 50-0. Axel Cruz by Blue Valley Randolph 58-6. Frankfort rolled by Onega 54-6. Hanover defeated Donovan West 44-8. Lynn fell to St. John's Tipton 58-42. Wetmore beat Southern Cloud 28-22. And Rock Hills defeated Lakeside Downs 66-20.
The Marysville Bulldogs improved to 2-0 on the young season as they dispatched the Clay Center Tigers 56-31. The Bulldogs trailed 7-0 after a 14-yard Blake Fredericks run capped a 13-play, 5-minute and 50-second opening drive for Clay Center. 4 minutes and 1 second later, the Bulldogs responded with a 1 yard, a Treyu Hornbeek run to finish a 12-play, 65-yard drive of their own, and the Bulldogs never looked back. A Treyu Hornbeek ran for 168 yards and an amazing 7 touchdowns. Brandon Tradel completed 12 of 14 pass attempts to 5 different receivers for a total of 206 yards through the air. The Bulldogs cap homecoming with a 56-31 victory over visiting Clay Center. Marysville travels to Concordia next week to play their last contest before district play begins. Reporting for KNDY, I'm Jason Brenniger.
It was a slow start, but Hanover scored 38 unanswered points in the second half to defeat Donovan West 44-8 and stretch their win streak to 40 games. The Wildcats struck first on a 41-yard pass from Jacob Juneman to Colin Juneman. Donovan West responded with a 1 yard run from quarterback Trent Spiker, and the Mustangs scored the 2-point conversion to lead Hanover 8-6. Hanover took the ball down the field and scored on a Jacob to Colin Juneman touchdown pass for 25 yards as time expired in the second quarter to lead 14-8 at the half. The second half was all Hanover, scoring 4 more touchdowns. Tegan Schwartz ran one in, another Juneman to Juneman touchdown score, a big 60.